Hello, everybody. This is Steve Dallas, and bringing you golden memory requests, piano requests. And as that implies, I'm a piano player from, well, virtually childhood, I guess. I started when I was 11 years old, and pretty much have been a fanatic ever since. I've learned some other instruments in the meantime, but piano has been my mainstay. I've played my harp a couple times on the show, and that was fun. And I probably will continue to do that, especially if I get some requests. And if there's something you want to hear, you make sure and call me, and I will try my best to do it. I have my lovely wife, Janice, here.
Hello.
My charming co-host. If you want to see her picture, why, you go to my show page. You can get to there directly by typing in bbsradio.com/golden memories piano requests. And both of those are plurals. I-E-S and S on the end of requests. And there you will see us. And also a nice lineup of the archives. And you can arrange those any way you want. Don't forget to press the go button, though. There's a little bit of confusion there I found with my friends over here in Ohio. Click it, but it doesn't start playing automatically, I don't think. So you have to click the little arrow right in the blank box. I'm not sure why that box is blank. Maybe we'll figure out something cute to put in there. We'll just see what happens. Well, it's evening for everyone, mostly across the country. It's really late here. It's you're listening at 10 p.m. and no, it's 10 p.m. here, and it starts at 7 p.m. out there in California. So, but anyway, your day is ending. And but a lot of times, I feel like my day starts pretty late. So I'm going to sing about having a cup of coffee. I probably had my first cup of coffee. Well, anyway.
Probably at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, 5 o'clock
or three.
In the morning. Yeah.
He so often gets up very, very early to write music and arrangements.
Or I hear a dog.
Or he hears, yeah, he hears our dogs barking. Yeah, but they don't normally bark at three, do they?
No, no, they don't really. Yeah. So the last couple, or the last 6 months, I've been learning Greg shorthand, which I started in high school. That was a long time ago, 1967. And that was on my bucket list. So I've finally gotten to it. And I figure at the rate I'm going, it'll take me a couple of years. But I already use it all I can. And
yeah, but you know, really, that's not a guy's thing, right?
No, I don't know.
You know, when I went to high school, I took, I think maybe I had a semester of it, and I only remember how to write Dear Sir. But it's beautiful, but I never had any guys in the class.
Yeah.
I know my sister took it, and she can write it and read it pretty well.
Yeah.
Because she, like, had a couple years of it, but.
Well, I'm keeping my journal in it, and.
Yes, and I can't read it, and I'm very upset.
I know.
It's going to force me to have to learn shorthand.
Oh, boy.
He also writes his dreams in short, and I have no idea who he's dreaming about.
Yeah, I'm going to have to stop that. It's I have to think too hard.
Yeah.
At 4 o'clock in the morning or something, you know, to write dreams in shorthand. Nah, forget it. I'll just jot down some keywords, and then you can ask me about, just like you did this morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, so I'm having my coffee early in the morning, and who still remembers this piece. I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jiving and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me a pot and I'll pour me a shot. A cup, buck up, buck up, buck up, buck up. Oh, slip me a slug from that wonderful mug, and I'll cut a rug till I'm snug in the jug. A slice of onion and a raw one, draw one. Waiter, waiter, percolator, I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jiving and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Coffee bean, yeah. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jiving is me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Yeah.
You know, I just had a thought.
What's that?
This is a night program and people are trying to go to sleep. Now, you're going to have them all in the mood for coffee and getting up. And everyone's like, I'm not listening to that program anymore.
Resist the urge, you California people.
Or Texas. I'm like, they're too.
Yeah.
Well, they're behind us, aren't they?
Oh, it's about the same. Maybe a little earlier in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they might like that.
A little later in Texas, rather. Yeah. Anyway.
Thinking about the
West. I moved out west one time. I moved to Phoenix once, and I got back pretty quick. It's too hot.
Yeah,
too much sunshine.
Well, you know,
too.
I lived in Texas and it was hot.
Yeah, yeah.
But so, thank God we had air conditioning.
Oh, everybody!
You know, I thank God for the person who. Every summer I'm saying thank you, God, for the person that discovered air conditioning. Yeah,
they don't call it air conditioning either out west.
What do they call it?
Refrigeration, I think.
They don't do that now.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah. They don't say air conditioning.
I don't remember that when I lived. I was in Texas for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, when we we built a little house, actually, and everyone had swamp coolers. It was not unusual.
I don't even know what a swamp cooler is.
A swamp cooler is, it's water. And water drips down on a box which is lined with straw or some material.
Get out of Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it sucks the air down through the wet matting, whatever it's made out of, and it cools it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I'd have to see that to believe it.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you had that?
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm.
And they say they don't work as well now because the air is not quite as dry in Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
I guess, you know, because of all the swimming pools, all the watering systems, the weather canopy, as they call it, that hovers around Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually hotter than in the metropolitan areas than the open desert.
Sure.
The open desert, it goes down nice. That's why a lot of people choose to live in Tucson and so forth and so on. So speaking of out west... Here's Route 66.
Oh, I love that song.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway,
yeah.
That's the best. Get your kicks. Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri. Oklahoma City is mighty pretty. See, I'm a real old Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingsman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to the timely tip when you make that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66.
I love that song. You know, when you sing that song, it always makes me think of that, back years ago, that famous TV series, Route 66.
There was a TV series?
Yeah, and I think Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., he was the star of the show. I can't think of the guy's name who was always, Cookie, was his name Cookie? He was always combing his hair and looking at the girls and smiling. He was in it, too.
Maybe someone out in our listening audience.
They could let us know.
Let us know, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me remind you to
maybe that
write in. Write
maybe
in.
That wasn't the show. Maybe I'm thinking of the cop show that was Route 66.
I don't know.
Shoot, now I'll have to go to the computer and look it up.
I was too busy practicing.
Yes, you were. I know that's right.
Hey, yeah, here's another reason to call. You might know someone who has an anniversary, and I wrote this up-tempo little anniversary song, and it was going to go in the Valentine's show, but we kind of ran out of time. I hope you listened to the Valentine's show. If you didn't listen, go to the archives and listen to it. What's the date listed on the...
It was the 12th.
The 12th.
Mm-hmm. Last week, on Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
Great. Yeah, and don't forget to sign my feedback page, too. Go to my show page. I told you how to do that. Mm-hmm. And go to, there's a little button under, well, it's above Janice and I picture, I know that, but it says feedback.
Yeah, we'd like to know how you feel, what,
sure.
If you like the songs, or,
sure.
And you could tell us on in the feedback what song you would like for us to play mm-hmm. for you and sing.
We may, right now we're taping ahead of time, but maybe this summer we may do a couple live shows and see if we've accumulated some friends out there somewhere between Hawaii and here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's people in Hawaii listening too, probably.
Sure, I mean, they're my understanding is this is heard all over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you have an anniversary, write and tell us about it. And in the meantime, I'm singing to you. Happy anniversary. I love you, happy anniversary. I love you, happy anniversary. Just wanted to say the pleasure's been mine from the start. Happy anniversary. I love you, happy anniversary. I love you, happy anniversary. Just wanted to say we've had a lot of good years together, and my love for you is wonderfully new. Just like the day we first met, I'm still crazy for you. Happy anniversary. I wrote that song. You'd think I could sing it, right? I'm gonna try it again. Happy anniversary. I love you. Happy anniversary. I love you. Happy anniversary. Just wanted to say the pleasure's been mine from the start. Happy anniversary. I love you. Happy anniversary. I love you. Happy anniversary. Just wanted to say we've had a lot of good years together, and My love for you is wonderfully new. It's just like the day we first met. I'm still crazy for you. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Well, if you've been married more than 50 years, I hope you're still crazy for your spouse. If you've been if you've been married more than 7 years, I hope you're still crazy for
him. I know, right?
So
yeah, we were at a program for Valentine's Day, Friday, this past Friday, and there was a lady who had been married to her husband for 74 years. Can you believe that? What? She must be well into her 90s.
Are you sure they weren't just celebrating?
No, that's how long.
Was he actually alive?
He's not alive now.
Oh, but they were married
for
74 years.
And then a couple in the back, they've been married 68 years. That's older than we are.
That's unbelievable.
It is.
Yeah.
They need some kind of a trophy or award.
That was a fun show, wasn't it?
It was a fun
show.
That
was at Canton Christian Home.
Right.
And I worked for the Christian Church. I mean, what's the official name of that church? Like First Christian Church and so forth. Disciples of Christ, something like that. And so I have a lot of friends in Canton that are of that inclination. So anyway, it was fun because who was it that suggested Love Lifted Me on Valentine's Day? Who was it? Was that Carol?
It was the lady that's over the program.
Yeah, yeah. And we were... both Janice and I were raised in the gospel church, and we came up with like two verses of that by memory, with no rehearsal. They just can you do that? Well, let's try it.
I'm telling you, it's amazing the mind.
Yeah,
it just reached back in the recesses of our mind and pulled that thing forward. I mean, I missed a couple of words, but then it right back, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I probably haven't. We haven't done that song. Well, I haven't even sang that song for years and years.
I know.
It was amazing.
But that's one thing.
And it brought the house down.
Oh, yeah, they loved it.
They loved it.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Church much anymore. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help.
If I remember correctly, I think this was a song that we sang at Easter time.
No, it wasn't.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, you didn't sing that one. Every Easter we would sing this one.
Oh, I'll be here.
Up from the grave he arose.
We sang that one too.
But you sang that one too?
Sure.
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, when we were going to church as kids, we sang
songs. I'm like,
songs.
When did we never go to church?
Well, hey, when I was a kid, I was in church, let's see, two times on Sunday morning and evening, and Tuesday night and Friday night.
Well, ours was Wednesday and Friday, but and then there was revival. God help you.
Oh, yeah.
We went every night of the revival.
Oh, I know. But I was thinking, you know, we would sing the same songs over and over and over and over. That's why we know the songs so well.
I'm thinking so, too.
Now, in the liturgical church, I think they miss that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, it's a little bit, it seems redundant, but when you get old, you remember your songs, you know?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
In the liturgical church.
Well, we would, you know what, we'd even remember, we would remember the page numbers because our song leader, John Strait, he'd get up,
yes.
We'd know, he'd say a song and we knew the page numbers because we had turned to him so many times.
Yeah. Unfortunately, in our church, you know, the missal changes every year.
Yeah, and I think that's a complete waste, honest to Pete. Don't get me started. They do a new book every year.
Well,
you know what? The hymn book is still around.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the songs, all they do is just change the page numbers.
Well, they add it.
What do they add?
Oh, some nice new songs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, we can't knock the publishing company that also publishes Steve Dallas music.
I know. Shame on me. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Oregon Catholic Press publishes the Advent hymn.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that was yours.
Look for that in the catalog. And now you know who the composer is.
I'm just thinking of the waste. I'm just thinking that's a waste
to
do all that. But if
I mean,
they're adding something.
We get them and the pages are yellow already. You know? So, I mean, at least they do use recyclable paper.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a redeeming quality, honey.
Yep. You know, speaking of church, well, we grew up in it, of course, and I've spent most of my life working in it, and I have fun with children's choirs. Here's a little song that I wrote for Catholic Schools Week, and the kids love it to this day. Take my lessons from the good book. I take my lessons from the Lord. I take my orders from the man in charge. I know the place I'm moving toward. I'm not ashamed that I'm a Christian. I'm not ashamed to do it right. I'll tell the world that I'm a kingdom person. I'll tell the world I love the Lord. I'm moving toward the kingdom. I'm moving toward the Lord. Toward the Lord. I'm moving toward a higher purpose, and that's its own reward. I'll shout the message from the classroom. I'll shout the message from the street. I'll tell the world that I'm a kingdom person. I'll tell the world I love the Lord. Some people doubt that I'm for real. Kids love speaking this. Some people doubt I have my wits. Some people think that I've lost my reason. They figure I should call it quits. Well, here's the good news from the master. I may be poor, but I'm not broke. I've laid up riches in that far forever. I'm happy now, and that's no joke. I'm moving toward the kingdom. I'm moving toward the Lord. I'm moving toward a higher purpose, and that's its own reward. I'll shout the message from the classroom. I'll shout the message from the street. I'll tell the world that I'm a kingdom person. I'll tell the world I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I'll tell the world I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I'll tell the world I love the Lord.
Golly gee, that is darling. The kids love singing that song.
Yeah, they do.
Get animated with
they
it.
They do.
Yeah.
And I like to write kids' song. I think it's important to have really great children's songs. It helps instill, and I do my part, you know, to sort of begin to instill a new theology, sort of, you know, a new feeling for what it means to have a relationship with Spirit. And a good example is I'm moving toward a higher purpose, and that's its own reward. Yeah, when you get to the point with when you're doing good just for the heck of it, you are definitely growing spiritually, and I hope that's kind of where I am, and I'm sure where you are. We've got a bunch of dedicated listeners out there in BBC land, BBS land, yeah, BBS land. Careful. I learned this song. It's called Pescador de Hombres. And, of course, it means Fishers of Men. It's by Cesareo Gabarain. And if he's listening, I want to thank you for a great song, Cesareo. And this became the smash hit in our church for several years. And I'd like to sing it. Tú has venido a la gloria, no has buscado ni a sabios ni a ricos, tan solo quieres que yo te siga. Señor, me has mirado a los ojos, sonriendo, has dicho mi nombre. Buscaré otro mar. Lord, you have come to the seashore, neither searching for the prince nor the wise, desiring only that I should follow. Oh Lord,
the way you play it, honey.
Oh, it's simple. I'm getting a little better with my Spanish because we have a granddaughter who's a whiz kid at it.
She is.
Now she's talking so fast, hey, wait a minute, slow down, Josie.
Well, and she talks fast, though, in English. So she didn't miss a beat learning this Spanish.
I know.
She's got the intonations and she's got the actions. Yeah, she does. If I didn't know any better, I would think that she is Spanish, Mexican descent.
You know, she's so musical, so she's tuned in to sound. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what she was saying, you know, the other day, you know. I said, you sound like a Mexican girl. And
she's just loving it.
Yeah, because, you know, every language has its intonations.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some languages end their sentences down, others go up, and some arc in the middle. And
well, you know, it's really great to see young people with that kind of I don't know, determination to do these kind of things. Like,
yeah.
She wakes up singing. This girl, I'm telling you what, she makes her own music, makes her own sounds, and does all the harmonies to the song. She sent me some to my email. I swear, I was just near tears.
Yeah, she found this little app on
Techno Studio.
Techno Studio, is that it?
Yeah.
Or just Techno, maybe.
I think she said Techno Studio.
But anyway, this little app does sound on sound. Now think of that. Your telephone, making overdubbing on your telephone.
Yeah, and she has like six layers in one song.
Oh, I know.
She does the music, you know, the sounds. Yeah. And I'm just, and she then, was, but the love for language is there.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she did a song for, you know, for a contest in school that was Italian, and she just picked that up like nothing. And so she says this year, which she just got her score, she got a one, which one to five, and one being the best. In the score, but she wanted to do German. She said because Spanish and Italian and I forget what else she said was just a little too easy for her. I'm like, oh my gosh! I tried to learn German in high school,
and
all I remember was "Sprechen Sie Deutsch." Ja, "Sprechen Sie Deutsch." Like, do you speak German? I can't get past that. But this girl's singing the whole song in German. It was just, this is really cool.
Speaking of foreign languages, we've got Dean Martin, who sang quite a few songs in Italian. And that Dean Martin show, that was an amazing show.
Sad I still, that had to go off. Yeah.
Yeah, I still watch the old reruns. But here's a beautiful song. Lasciaremi solo. Vieni tu, mio amore. Ritorna a me, cara mia, ti amo. Solo tu, mio
I love it when you sing songs in another language, honey. That is so sexy.
Mysterious, whatever. Well, those words are pretty common in that one. Solo tu, only you, oh. Only you. Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
But it is, I guess, you know, to find a person that I can share my excitement in etymology, mm-hmm. the study of the... the origin of words and how, you know, like in Josie is so unusual for a young person. And I think the way languages grew and digressed and evolved and things are so interesting and, you know, very mysterious, actually. I mean, how long, you know, it's taken 50 years for people to forget the word delicatessen.
Uh-huh.
You know, young people have never heard that
word. They don't know what it is.
They know what a deli is.
Exactly.
So
everything's short and to the point these days.
Yeah, so the evolution of language, I just think how the countless hundreds and, you know, thousands of years, actually. So it's a wonderful world on many counts, and I would add to that mysterious, but I'd like to sing a song and dedicate it to a wonderful world.
Wonderful world. Oh, by Louis Armstrong.
Yes.
Ah, okay. I love that song, too.
Of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, "How do you do?" They're really saying, "I love you." I see babies crying. Song. Well, speaking of wonderful world, is there anything more beautiful than a rose? For sure. Okay, Miss Jen, honor us, please.
Some say love. A river that drowns the tendering. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to gleam. Some say love, it
to give. And the soul afraid of dying that never learns to live.
Sweet. Yeah. We have one rose that comes up in the spring in the front.
Yeah, we used to have several, but now it's
just the one.
Very little pink roses.
Oh, isn't that great?
Little tiny, tiny bush.
Oh. Well, we were one of our shows a couple of weeks ago. I had I've Gotta Be Me as my last song, and somehow we ran out of time.
Do you know who wrote that song, honey?
No.
It was Sammy Davis Jr.
Sammy Davis. Mm-hmm. Love that man.
Yeah. He wrote it for a Broadway musical in 1968. And unfortunately, the musical only ran for a year. Mm-hmm. But his song lives on.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I remember I did this with my men's group.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They loved the song.
Yeah. It's great.
It's a manly song.
It is.
Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong, I've gotta be me, I've gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am? I want to merely survive, and I won't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive. I've got to be me, I've got to be me. The dream that I see makes me what I am. That faraway prize, that world of success, waiting for me if I heed the call. I won't settle down or settle for less, as long as there's half a chance that I can have it all. I'll go it alone, that's how it must be. I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me. I've got to be free, I've got to be free. Daring to try to do it or die. I've got to be me.
I think he'd be proud of you, honey, if he heard you sing that song.
All right.
Thank you, Sammy, for that song.
Yeah. I was thinking of some of these words here. I'm not sure I buy into all of it. I was sitting in the other room fussing with the words. I said, now, if I sang this in a church service, which wouldn't be bad, especially I went to that cool church in Mile High Church out in Denver, and they would kind of alter song, you know, alter the lyrics so it worked. And that faraway prize, that world of success, well, that's tantalized me, you know. It's waiting for me if I heed the call. So here's my rendition of that. If I sang this in church, honey, here we go. That imminent goal of knowing yourself is waiting for me if I heed the call. So I'll keep the faith, I'll make it somehow, till one day I realize that I possess it all.
Wow.
You like it?
Yeah, I do. I think you could sing that in church. That would be cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Be nice to get your orchestra to back you up.
Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't even think they were in church, would they?
Oh, man. I remember one time I wrote this song, which I thought was, like, highly spiritual. And the worship committee, I made the mistake of singing it ahead of the event, you know. And
oh, dear, you shouldn't have done that.
I shouldn't have done it.
Sprung it on him.
But I got word, we don't want you to sing that church, that song on Monday, Thursday, or Mass of the Lord's Supper.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway.
Did you sing it?
No, I didn't. And my choir got all in an uproar, and I realized how much they loved me and my music. So
sure.
Something good came out of it,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're getting kind of close to the end of the show, and we haven't talked much about sponsorship or something like that. So, you know, you can sponsor an entire show for $50. And during that time, we'll create two or three commercials for your product. You can even be a show of dedication, you know, two or three times. At least we'll mention the person that you're dedicating it to. And we can just have fun with whatever you would like to do. You can request your own songs, and we'll do a show with a concentration of your favorites. That would be fun. So do that. So get in touch with us. You can call the radio station directly and tell them something. They will write me the email, and you can call, or you can write me directly at stevedallaspiano@gmail.com. That's really easy. And if they want to, they can, you can find the number on the BBS radio.
Yeah, 1-888-627-6008.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good. Is that must not just be the call-in number. They can call for anything.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I thought I'd play something just kind of light and happy before we sign off tonight. So here's The Entertainer. Thank you. Entertainer. I hope that doesn't keep you awake.
Yeah, you have to keep that in mind, honey, when you're playing this show.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go off tonight with a beautiful song that it's kind of new to us. Vaya con Dios. Literally, go with God. And we just want all of you to have really beautiful lives and have peace. Just have a beautiful sense of peace about your life and your fulfilling your heart's desire, your birth vision, and just want you to be happy in every way. So go with God, everybody.
Now the hacienda is dark, the town is sleeping. To part the time for weeping. Vaya con Dios, my darling. May God be with you, my love. Now the village mission bells are softly ringing. If you listen with your heart, you'll hear them singing. Vaya con Dios, my darling. May God be with you, my love. Wherever you may be, I'll be beside you.
Buenas noches, mi amor.
Oh, I love it when you talk to me like that. So good night, everybody.
So here we are. We're at the end.
Yep.
Another fun show. Tell your friends about our show, everybody. Tune
yes.
in, and we'll look for your emails and your communications.
Your feedbacks.
Yes, very much so. All right. Well, it's been fun. We will see you next week. All right, everybody. Good night.